trigger! Where is it? You never give it to an ordinary citizen! Where is it? Where's the trigger? Where is it? Where is it? Tell me where the trigger is. Then you have my permission to die.
Trigger indeed. This is Eddie Lindenstein, the host of the Mind and Fitness Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. The holidays are officially kicked off. This week is Thanksgiving, and then in about 5 weeks, 4 weeks-ish, we've got Christmas, and we'll see what the next 5 weeks entail. But before we kick off this podcast, I wanted to make sure that I give a big shout out to the patrons of the show. So patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast. Patreon is a place for creators. So your favorite podcast, your favorite internet radio show, your favorite YouTube series. There's a variety of different types of performers and entertainers and all sorts of different things, artists that are part of Patreon, because this kind of stuff takes time, energy, cash, obviously. Whether it's the equipment that is being used, or whether it is the time and energy being used, or the publishing fees for the podcast, or the time to edit, really anything that you can think of that goes into this. It all has an associated cost. So if you go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast, there's a little over a dozen people that are making a monthly contribution. You can select the level that you want. I do bonus episodes every now and then. I engage with that segment of people. I send out messages, basically giving them an opportunity to get a little bit more direct access to me, but more or less it's throwing a few dollars in the tip jar. So let me give a big shout out to Eddie. Ironically, that was a new patron that joined on Friday. Great name, spelled differently than mine, but thank you. Shout out to Eddie. Jenny, which ironically is the name of my wife, so but it's not her, and it's also spelled differently. But then Sean, scroll down a little bit more here. Christina, Holly, Ross, Caroline, Julie, Casey, Alyssa, Brian, Sarah, Adrian, Kristen, Stan, Sarah, Helen, Barb, Kim, and Arnie. So these are all people that are making a monthly contribution into the podcast. And I thank you. I have so much gratitude for you. Thanks so much for spreading the love and doing anything that you do to promote the show. Certainly is appreciated. This episode is going to be a little bit shorter probably than normal solo ones. I contemplate, I've got a couple of interviews, I think three interviews that are sitting in the can right now, ready to be aired. However, I didn't know what listenership would be like this week, because quite frankly, a lot of us probably have a million different things going on. And so I thought that I would just do a solo episode on what seems to be the biggest topic in question at the moment. I got more than a handful of specific requests to talk about this very thing, but I thought that I would kick off the show with a clip from the, I don't think it actually all aired in the movie All the Rage by Michael Galinsky about Dr. Sarno, but one of the people that appeared in it, Prince, and then space EA. You can find him on YouTube. I think he's got, I don't know, 15 million views on his content by now. But he's a poet from the Midwest. He's a rapper. But this great quote really about something that I've been thinking about what this episode is about. So let's just lay out and listen to what Prince has to say.
So tell me what you know about stress.
Stress, right? There are no stressful situations, you know. We become stressed because of how we interpret a situation, how we relate to a situation. It's too many items on the shelf. And when you have too many items on the shelf, eventually it falls in. That's a mental breakdown, right? So we gotta take things off the shelf. We gotta learn how to let go of things, you know? I mean, we create the world that we see. You know, we co-create it, right? It's a psycho-physical world that we live in. You know, everything is our interpretation. So it would make sense to not try to change the world, but try to change ourselves in order to deal with the world.
A lot of this has come to you in the last couple of months, right? I know you are well known for your music and stuff, but 50 million views of things that you said.
Yeah, it's recent, and it came, I think, from my spiritual insights, you know? I mean, I just, you know, being a rapper for 7 years, it didn't really make me happy. You know, I say there's a difference between satisfaction and fulfillment. You know, I wanted to find something that was fulfilling, and I stopped comparing and competing, and I just decided to be. You know, I mean, and that's what life isn't meant to be suffered through or to be resisted against to try to become something. It's, you're already where where you need to be. You know, you just have to, they say enlightenment isn't in the attaining of truths, it's the removing of lies. So when we remove all of these things that we've been told, all of our conditioning, we come to that happy place of emptiness, you know, and we can truly live our lives instead of letting life live us. You know, we're about 10 minutes from Ferguson right now. You know, we have so much devastation going on, so much conflict. When a being identifies with their spiritual being, I mean, racism falls away, corporatism falls away, exploitation falls away, all these things just die. Because how can you exploit another, how can you even do harm to another being, you know, if you understand who you truly are? You know, Jesus in the Bible, you know, and I'm not even religious, you know, I'm not a Christian, but I know, you know, Jesus has some interesting words to say. He said, forgive them, they know not what they do. And a lot of people, they know not what they do because they know not who they are, you know. But I do know that when you find out who you are, what you are, things just happen and things just unfold for you, which is why I think I've attained a lot of success. But not only success, you know, through the numbers, you know, 50 million views, but just to be at peace, you know, is I think the most beautiful form of success. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, so the whole concept that Prince A talks about is we spend so much time and energy trying to change the things around us. Triggers, basically. There's a lot of triggers out there, and it's a joke a lot of times to say you're triggered, or this person's triggered, or this snowflake is triggered. In the United States, just come around anytime an election season happens and everybody gets triggered, both sides of the fence, even the people in the middle, get triggered in some way, shape, or form. And so what is the best way to deal with triggers? There are plenty of people that just try and avoid them. So they avoid places, they avoid people, they avoid situations, they avoid topics, they avoid conversations, they avoid radio stations, they avoid podcasts, they avoid movies, movie theaters, things that they want to do, all these kind of things. Some people get in car accidents and then they swear they never want to be in a car again, or they stay away from certain, maybe certain streets that maybe that are affiliated with bad things. It's all these different things. So we have the opportunity to skip around these different triggers that we have, or changing the response to the triggers. And I'm not going to make the debate on either side that you are in total control of all of your thoughts at all the time. However, in most cases, you are in control of how far those thoughts escalate and if those thoughts really manifest into something continuous. So let's think about triggers for a second. Again, you have all these different things that can trigger you. For some people, it's your mother's going to come over for Thanksgiving. She's destined to say something that's going to really irritate you. You've been triggered. For other people, it's, as I've talked about, I put my fawn pug, Dickie, down a few weeks ago, about a month ago. Actually, what's the date today? As I record this, it's the 26th. So it was a month ago yesterday that we put Dickie down. And I've been out walking. I've seen plenty of fawn pugs that remind me a lot of Dickie. That could be a trigger, or I can choose to reframe that trigger. And isn't it interesting that we spend so much time and brain power dreading so much about the holidays when it should be a happy time? But we know that ultimately there's going to be a variety of things that are going to get brought up in our circles. I'm going to leave a little note here. So much time and energy dreading the holidays. And yet this is supposed to be really, really like a happy time. We see our friends, we see our family, but there's going to be a lot of conversations. Could be about childhood, could be about other particular types of things. One thing that I was thinking about, and I was talking to somebody about this morning, think about the places that you go for Thanksgiving as an example, or any holiday. And let's say that there's a group commiserating, could be a group of 4, 6, 8, 10, whatever. And how long does it take for those people to start talking about different ailments that they have? My wrist, my plantar fasciitis, my allergies, my back, my neck, my whatever. And then think about if you had the ability to basically cast a spell, strike down, wave your magic wand, whatever. And nobody could talk about anything revolving around pain or illness or injury or anything like that at your family get-togethers. How much of the conversation are you likely removing by doing that? And I would postulate for many of us, it's 70%, 80%, 90%. We all know what this looks like. And probably if you're listening to this, you've been a part of this thing. There's a barbecue that's going on in the summer. You see a group of people talking. You walk up. Oh, what are you guys talking about? Oh, John's wrist hurts. He's got carpal tunnel. Oh, yeah, I had RSI when I was in my 20s. And then you jump in, and you've done this before. And that's what people in chronic situations always talk about. So in a way, that's like a trigger, but it's triggering you to start having a certain output. You're talking about pain. You're talking about illness, whatever. And what's interesting is that I get triggered. We all get triggered. And my wife, sometimes when there's something that really irritates me, let's give a good example. So in the past, there has been like friends of my kid who may come over to our house and just destroy some of her toys, step on the toys, you know, whatever. And this just infuriates me like nobody's business to see just like mishandling of toys or possessions or anything like that. It is a fucking trigger. And I can really choose to run with that, which I certainly have in the past, and chose to dwell on that and think about it, and that's really what's happening. And then I become the victim, and then we get in this victim cycle and all that kind of stuff. Or I can just reframe and recognize that it is what it is, and yes, it's a trigger, and yes, it pisses me off, and yes, that's it. It doesn't need to be yes, that pisses me off, but they did this thing to me. It doesn't need to be like that. We're really in control of how far it is that we want to take it. Triggers can't be fully avoided. However, your life will shrink down to a very minimal size if you try and eliminate them or try and avoid them at all times. It's just not it's not going to be substantial, really, in any particular way. So what can you do? Again, we can respond very differently. So say that your mom comes to you and says something really shitty to you during the holidays. What are your options? You can take the social media approach, which is toxic positivity, and say, oh, I'm just grateful that my mother is here. And that may be the case. But it's not about gripping your seat or fighting through the holidays. It's really about reframing and reprocessing the experience. Meaning if mom comes to you and says something shitty, and you can really feel that rage running through your body, it could be anxiety, it could be anger, it could be rage, but this swirl that's going on inside of you, letting it be, understanding that it's there, acknowledging that it's there, and I promise you it will dissolve. And it's cleared and it'll be over. And so I think that so much of the holidays and the what it is that we consume ourselves with in the holidays is really just this stuff that is happening all the time. We perceive it to be happening to us. And these kinds of things will almost certainly amp up our pain and amp up the different things that we have. So this brings me to another point. Maybe this was going to be maybe safe for another episode, but it's a nice little nugget for right now on how to get through the next few days if you're hosting a Thanksgiving or if you're going to one or if you're going to see people or whatever. So inevitably, somebody's going to trigger you. Somebody's going to give you some stress. You're going to have some amp up in whatever sort of pain levels it is that you have right now. So there's two distinctive things that you can do to really help get yourself through it. So what we know from working with Dr. Sarno's work and what we know from having so many success stories both said on this podcast as well as found on YouTube and blogs and things like that is that we need to take our mind away from the physical and acknowledge the emotional and also give ourselves the space and the safety to know that we're okay. So two things you can do is repeat to yourself over and over again that this is not a physical issue. This is not a physical issue. This is not a physical issue. The brain works great and the subconscious works great on repetition. And then also, what emotion am I feeling right now? What am I feeling right now? And even if you don't necessarily come up with an answer, what that's doing, the neuroplasticity, what is it doing in your brain is when you feel a twinge and you previously would have made that connection or distinction, you have a pain and so you must think about something physical. Now you feel a pain and you immediately go to something emotional or mental. And then you're also reassuring yourself that there's not a physical issue going on. So it's really like two birds with one stone, two for the price of one, buy one, get one free, whatever sort of a synonym it is that you like to use when it comes to a two for one. So Sarno has cured so many millions of people around the world with these types of methodologies. And so very important to continue to roll with them, even through the most shitty of times, which sometimes the holidays just can be shitty and that's the way it is. But again, acknowledging that it is shitty and being okay with it and just saying, oh, if it happens, it happens. I promise it's really going to reframe your entire experience than having these massive expectations that things are going to go great. And then when they don't, let me give you an example as I close. So before our first child was born, Zoe, my wife and I would go to these parenting classes, newborn classes, things like that. And one of the questions that the instructor or facilitator would say, and these are, again, these are husbands and wives or wives and wives or husbands and husbands sitting together in this room. There's probably 12 to 14 sets of us. And the instructor says, what is your birth plan? And people would start to write down their birth plan. And if you don't have kids or this isn't familiar to you, a birth plan is all the things that you expect to happen and that you want to happen. So it'd be like, I want this particular song playing while I'm going through, let's just say Halo by Beyonce. That you want this particular song to be playing, you want this particular lighting to happen, you want to have no drugs, you want to have drugs, so there's all this, I want to eat this particular meal when it's over. So there's all these things. The problem with this, though, is that, you know, like a little kid riding his or her bicycle down the street, someone throws a stick in your spokes and you go flying, there's not really anything you can do. And now your entire plan is shot because this thing didn't go the way that you wanted. So that's in a lot of ways how I feel like the birth plan is. And so a lot of times this is how life runs. And if you can just roll with the punches and roll through that time when you leap over the handlebars on your bicycle, things are going to turn out a lot differently for you. So that's really what I would urge you with as you have spent the last 16 or so minutes with me and kind of how you go into the next few weeks of the holidays, that they don't have to be the crushing blow that they've been in the past. You also don't need to avoid quote unquote triggering situations. You can get by just fine. So enjoy yourself, to steal Peter Rosenberg's term on his podcast, Stay Mage, short for major. And thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate all the love and support, the DMs that I get, the stories that people send me. This is true. I got asked this morning, you know, what do you really hope to do with the podcast? What's your plan? I talked about there's been sponsors in the past. There's patrons of the show. It's donor-based. I was like, but to be honest, like, this is just a lot of fun for me. And we're approaching 100 episodes, and I never would have thought that I would do 100 episodes on this. I think the first 13 aired in a row in the fall of 2017. And then there was a few month hiatus as Audrey was born. And then it's aired ever since then. So I think episodes 15 through where we're at now, 99, I think it is, have all aired in a row every single Wednesday, unbroken. There's been episodes from some of the smartest minds, researchers, psychologists, medical doctors in the world on chronic pain and illness and injury. There's also been dozens and dozens of people coming on and telling their stories from the most crippling and debilitating types of pain. So there's a lot available in the archives to go and listen to. I do appreciate you spending so much time with me over the last couple of years. Have a great rest of the week. Have a great rest of the weekend. Go Huskies. And I will talk to you all next week.